Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. We are again on another day in a year in the Word of God. This is a year in the Word. We give honor and glory to God Himself that has opened up His Word before us so that we can understand who He is and who we are. Many of us are walking around throughout the earth and being very successful in one area of talent or another, and yet we still don't know who we are. We are those that were created by God Himself. He formed us. Amen. And He is looking to have a relationship with us. And there is no way we can have a relationship with anyone without knowing them, without listening to what they have to say, without disciplining ourselves and communicating with them on a daily basis. The Word of God is our instruction book, and it lets us know how we ought to care for the earth and how we ought to care for one another. And it also is a love story of God and His creation, the human lives that He has placed in the earth. He created so that He could be in relationship with us. And so many of us don't even realize that today. So this year, 2018, we are taking a walk through the Word of God each and every day of this year. At one time or another, there will be times I'll have to change the time. So please look at the archive so that we can walk through the Word. I do apologize to you that we do have some technical difficulties from time to time that are not within my control, but we shall move on anyway. Today, we are in the book of Isaiah. We're actually continuing in the book of Isaiah. Last Saturday was our beginning in Isaiah, and we read chapters 1 through 6. Today, we're in Isaiah, and we're reading chapters 7 through 11. Next Saturday will be chapters 12 through 17. So each day, we're in a certain book. Until we complete the entire Bible, we will be going through it through December 31st. And we give glory and honor to God as we go forth, as He opens up His Word before us and gives us understanding of those things that we did not understand last year. We're filled upon that the Lord has already given us. He has already given you some understanding. But this year, we're praying in the name of Jesus that He would add to us and we would build upon that foundation that has already been laid in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before You, giving You, O God of heaven, glory, giving You honor, and giving You praise. Oh, Lord God, the gifts that You have given each and every one of us, Lord God, are overwhelming and they are great. You have given us life. We are able to breathe. We're able to speak. We're able to understand. Oh, Lord, as we come into Your Word on today, Lord God, we're asking, oh, God, that You open up our eyes, that we might see in our ears, that we might hear. Illuminate Your Word before us so that we understand what is written and what You require of us and what it is that You have promised us that we don't even realize. Because this is a covenant relationship. You give, we give. We have a part, You have a part. And we thank You, Lord God, that You've even allowed us to be in relationship with the God of the universe, our creator, our deliverer, our help in that manner. Oh, God, we just thank You. We give You glory. We give You honor and we praise You, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I am reading and you're hearing from Isaiah chapters 1 through 7. Amen. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and I shall begin. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to make war against it, but could not prevail against it. and it was of David, saying, "Serious forces are deployed in Ephraim." So his heart and the heart of his people were moved as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Sheshub, your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field, and say to him, 'Take heed and be quiet. Do not fear or be faint-hearted, for those two stubs of smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of Remaliah, because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have plotted evil against you, saying, "Let us go up against Judah and trouble it, and let us make a gap in its walls for ourselves, and set a king over them, the son of Tabor." Thus says the Lord God, "It shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be broken, so that it will not be a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established." Moreover, glory to God. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." Then he said, "Hear now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he shall eat, and that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings. The Lord will bring the king of Assyria upon you and your people and your father's house, days that have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will whisper for the fly that is in the farthest part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. They will come, and all them will rest in the desolate valleys and in the clefts of the rocks, and on all thorns and in all pastures. In the same day the Lord will shave with a hired razor with those from beyond the river, with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the legs, and will also remove the beard. It shall be in that day that a man will come alive. Will keep alive a young cow and two sheep. So it shall be from the abundance of milk they give that he will eat curds. For curds and honey everyone will eat who is left in the land. It shall happen in that day that wheresoever there could be 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels of silver, it will be their briars and thorns. With arrows and bows, men will come there, because all the land will become briars and thorns. And to any hill which could be dug with the hoe, you will not go there for fear of briars and thorns. But it will become a range for oxen and a place for sheep to roam. Moreover, the Lord said to me, take a large scroll and write on it with a man's pen concerning Meher Shelel Hashbaz. And I will take for my cord Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jabir Rechiah. Then I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to me, call his name Meher Shehel Hashbaz, For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be taken away before the king of Assyria. The Lord also spoke to me again, saying, inasmuch as these people refuse the waters of Shiloah that flow softly, and rejoice in Rezin and in Remaliah's son. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord brings up over them the waters of the river, strong and mighty. The king of Assyria and all his glory, he will go up over his channels and go over all his banks. He will pass through Judah. He will overflow and pass over. He will reach up to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. Be shattered, O you peoples. Be broken in pieces. Give ear, all you from far countries. Gird yourselves, but be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, but be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak the word and will not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of his people, saying, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. He will be a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble. They shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait on the Lord. He who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Here I am, and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel, for the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, shall not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They will pass through it hard pressed and hungry, and it shall happen when they are hungry that they will be enraged and curse their king and their God and look upward. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in the Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Increase of his government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. All the people will know Ephraim and in the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down. But we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedar. Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and spur his enemies on. The Syrians before, the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with an open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore, the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day. The elder and honorable is the head. The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. Therefore, the Lord will have no joy in their young men, nor have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. My God. For wickedness burns as the fire. It shall devour the briars and thorns and kindle in the thickets of the forest, that they shall mount up like rising smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is burning up. And the people shall be as fuel for the fire. No man shall spare his brother, and he shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry. He shall devour on the left hand and not be satisfied. Every man shall eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh shall devour Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. Together they shall be against Judah. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed to rob the needy of justice and to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey and that they may rob the fatherless. What will you do in the day of punishment and in the desolation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? Without me, they shall bow down among the prisoners, and they shall fall among the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. And I will send him against an ungodly nation and against the people of my wrath. I will give him charge to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Yet he does not mean so, nor does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. For he says, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Cano like Gargamesh? Is not Hamath like Arpad? Is not Samaria like Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, whose carved images excelled those Samaria, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, shall I not do also to Jerusalem and her idols? Therefore, it shall
come to pass when the Lord has performed all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, that he will say, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his haughty looks. For he says, by the strength of my hands I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. And I have removed the boundaries of the people and have robbed their treasuries. So I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. My hand has found like a nest the riches of the people. And as one gathers eggs that are left, I have gathered all the earth. And there was no one who moved his wing, nor opened his mouth with even a peep. Shall the axe or shall the saw exalt itself against the one who saws with it, as if a rod could wield itself against those who lift it up, or as if a staff could lift up as if it were not wood? Therefore the Lord of hosts, will send leanness among his fat ones. And under his glory, he will kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. So the light of Israel will be for a fire and his Holy One for a flame. It will burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. And it will consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. And they will be as when a sick man wastes away. Then the rest of the trees of his forest will be so few in numbers that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as have escaped of the house of Jacob will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them will return. The destruction decreed shall overflow with righteousness, for the Lord God of hosts will make a determined end in the midst of all the land. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He shall strike you with a rod and lift up his staff against you in the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation will cease as my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge for him like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. As his rod was on the sea, so will he lift it up in the manner of Egypt. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. He has come to Aias, Migron. At Mishmash, he has attended to his equipment. They have gone along the ridge. They have taken up lodging at Gibeah. Ramah is afraid. Gibeah of Saul has fled. Lift up your voice, O daughter of Golan. Cause it to be heard as far as Laish. O poor of Anathoth, Medmenna has fled, and the inhabitants of Gebim seek refuge. As yet he will remain at Nob that day. He will shake his fist at the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts will lop off the bough with terror. Those of high stature will be hewn down, and the haughty will be humbled. He will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon will fall by the mighty one. And there shall come forth a rod from his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the water cover the sea. Whew, glory to God. And in that day shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria and Egypt, from Pathros and Cush, from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim. But they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines toward the west. Together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall lay their hand on Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon shall obey them. The Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and his mighty wind he will shake his fist over the river and strike it in the seven streams and make men cross over dry sod. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people who will be left from Assyria, and it was for Israel in the day that he came up from the land, as it was for Israel in the day that he came up from the land of Egypt. Read, and you have heard from Isaiah chapter 7 through 11. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless each and every one of the hearers. Lord God, illuminate this word before them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, open up the hearts and the minds of your people today. Oh, hear, oh Israel, the prophecy that the Lord God has brought forth for you. Hear, nations of Gentiles, the prophecy that the Lord God has brought forth. Oh, my God, Israel, truly you are a light to the Gentiles. Hear the Lord. Oh, blessed are those that hear and obey the Spirit of the Lord, and blessed are you if you hear this word and allow the Lord God of heaven, allow Jesus to enter in and to illuminate his word before you and cause you to understand that he is our salvation. He is our deliverer. He's the deliverer of the whole earth. And it includes every life that has been and every life that shall be. He is our deliverer. Amen. And he's here to do that very thing for you. Continue with me as we read daily the word of God. Oh, and God bless you and keep you. Oh, today, salvation. And I just feel, amen, to invite you into the kingdom of God. The Spirit of the Lord is beckoning someone to come. He's knocking on your heart even right now. There came a time in the book of Acts after Jesus had ascended. He had taught his disciples for 3 years the things that would come and how even to walk before the people. And they didn't understand it all clearly until after the Lord had come. And he had given them just instructions while he taught them here personally and asked instructions as to what to do just after he ascended. He told them to wait to be endued with power from on high. He said that they will be witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth, and that includes all of us. No matter where you are hearing this from, I am in the United States. You might be on the continent of Africa. Huh, such a majestic people. You might be there. Or you may be in Australia. You may be in Norway. You may be in Greenland. You may be in Iceland. You may be anywhere on this planet. And the Spirit of the Lord is calling you. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And his name is Jesus. And there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is his name. And the word of God tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. His name is Jesus. Call his name today. Amen. And I referenced, amen, the book of Acts when the Lord had told them to wait, to be endued with power from on high. So they did. 120 waited in the upper room, and they sought the Lord. They prayed. They didn't know exactly how he was going to come, but he told them in previous chapters in the book of John that he would not leave them comfortless, that he would send them a comforter. Now, they didn't know exactly how that was going to come. But on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come and they were all assembled together in that one place with one mind seeking to be endued with power from on high, like Jesus promised would come, they waited. And in that moment, the Spirit of God moved in that place and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And the church was established on that day. Amen. And they heard it outside of the upper room where they were seated. And they began to inquire of one another, of those that were hearing on the outside, wonder, what is this thing? Those were Galileans that were in there. They're uneducated men. There is no way they could possibly know our languages. They haven't been taught any of these things. And yet the miracle of the Lord was going forth. Hallelujah. Peter rose up on that day and he began to preach and tell them about that Jesus whom they had condemned and caused to be crucified, that he was both Lord and Savior, that the grave could not hold him. He is the resurrected Lord and the Savior of all the earth. That's our Jesus. That is the one who came to bring us salvation. And after the men and the brethren had heard the words that Peter had spoken, he preached his first message on that day. After they heard the words that Peter had spoken, they asked, what do we do to be saved? What do we do? And Peter told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because this gift is for you and to your children and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Do you hear your name? He's calling your name. Your name. Yours. Yeah, you. He's calling your name. Say yes to the Lord today. Amen. Flow rivers of living water. The Holy Spirit is that comforter, that paraclete. He is the one that will indwell, that will stay with you through eternity. He actually is the one who will usher you into eternity. Scripture lets us know that he will do that. He will take us, hallelujah, from glory to glory. And no matter what's going on in your life, he will not leave you comfortless. You have a comfort in the Spirit of God. Say yes to the Lord and yield to his Spirit, and he will seal you. He will come to you. He will sup with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Begin to repent. Amen. That means to turn away from the things that you know are not right. You know are ungodly. You know it is. Turn away from those things. Tell the Lord that you're sorry and turn away from those things. Begin to read the Word of God for yourself. Start in the Gospels and learn who Jesus is. Amen. We're going to get to that part in the year and the Word, but right now you need to know who he is, because he, I hope you said yes, and if you have and you've allowed the Holy Spirit, amen, to speak, glory to God, amen, and to fill you with his presence, oh, stay right there. Just hold on to that. And you will be able to do that every day in prayer. Glory to God. He wants to sup with you and instruct you and tell you his secrets. Personal relationship, a real one, just like any other relationship you've ever had, but it's so much better. I mean, we compare it with our relationships we have with other people, but it's far beyond that, because this is a relationship with God, God Almighty, our Lord and Savior. Oh, glory to God. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Till next time, amen. I'm glorifying God for you today. Amen. And I thank him that you've made a decision to follow Jesus right into eternity. Amen.